Married at First Sight. Chapter 3185. Serenity smiled and said, "Not everyone can be as straightforward and non-sloppy as you, Alisa. Emotional matters are the most difficult to deal with." She couldn't do it as neatly as Alisa. When she first found out that she had been deceived by Zachary, she was furious and filed for divorce, but she was also entangled in her heart and in great pain. Unlike Alisa, she has experienced pain, but she cuts off love with a knife and is so cool that many female compatriots cannot do it. Alisa smiled. "That's right, I am straightforward and not sloppy. I know there is no hope, and I give up immediately. It's not like I can't get married. For a man, there is no need to compete with anyone. There are many good men in the world. No matter what, there will always be one for me. Hurry up and call Zachary and ask him to contact Evan. I want to take advantage of Evangelist." Alisa followed Serenity and Jasmine. Influenced by them, she now also liked eating melons. Jasmine enjoyed it the most. All the melons she ate were fresh. After eating them, she shared them only with her two friends. Serenity hummed, Zachary had already answered her call. "Saren." Zachary's voice was gentle and mellow. Alisa, who was approaching, heard Zachary calling Serenity and whispered, "When he saw me before, his face was dark, as if he didn't know me and didn't want to pay attention to me. I thought he had always been so cold, but later I found out that it wasn't that he didn't understand gentleness, but that he gave all his tenderness to you." Serenity also whispered, "The tenderness of Remy is only for you. Remy seemed to be gentle to everyone, but in fact he was polite and distant, and his true gentleness was only for Alisa." Alisa smiled with happiness on her face. "Husband, are you free?" Serenity asked Zachary. Zachary smiled. "Just tell me your business, don't ask me if I'm free. When a wife calls her husband, she must be asking for something. Usually, she likes to call him by his first name and last name." Serenity said, "It's not my business, it's Evan's." "You call Evan and ask where he is now? Ask him to come to the Wiltspoon Hotel tonight, and we'll treat him to dinner." Zachary's black eyes flashed. "What did Evan do? Did he make you angry?" "If he dares to make you angry, I told the second aunt to take care of him." "Are you going to eat at the hotel tonight? Why don't you go home to eat?" Serenity said, "He didn't make me angry, but he made one person unhappy, and that person came to my place. First, you call him and tell him to come over for dinner tonight. I'll tell you the reason later." Evan did not make Serenity angry. Zachary returned to normal and said, "Okay, I'll call Evan first, and I'll get back to you later." Serenity hummed. Zachary hung up the phone and called Evan instead. Evan had been restless all afternoon, always feeling that something would happen. They asked him to sit in the office, facing the documents that needed his signature, which distracted him. Ring, ring, ring. The cell phone on the desk suddenly rang. If he gets excited, something bad could happen, right? He quickly picked up his phone and looked at the caller ID. It was his eldest brother, and his scalp became even tighter. They would not contact their eldest brother if they had nothing to do, and similarly, their eldest brother would rarely take the initiative to call them when nothing happened. Evan took a few deep breaths before answering the call. Brother. Evan opened his mouth with a smile, thinking that his elder brother was going to scold him, but he didn't scold him so hard in front of his smiling face. Chapter 3186. Zachary asked, "Evan, are you in Wiltspoon now?" "Yes." Evan explained, a little embarrassedly, "Brother, I was busy as soon as I came back. I didn't even have time to go back or see Grandma. Did Grandma miss me?" "I'm going to play with Grandma for 2 days this weekend. Grandma was just an old child. They needed to play with her. As long as they have free time, they are also happy to play with Grandma. Of course, they are often played around with by Grandma. As long as Grandma is happy. That's on the weekend. Do you have time tonight? Your sister-in-law asked you to have dinner at the Wiltspoon Hotel and asked you to come over in the evening." Evan was stunned and asked, "Sister-in-law invited me to dinner. Why did the sister-in-law invite him to dinner for no reason?" Evan was a little flustered. He always felt that it was unusual for his sister-in-law to invite him to dinner. This may be the reason why he was restless in the afternoon. Zachary said, "Well, your sister-in-law said that she would treat you to dinner. You should come over at about 5:30 in the evening. Your sister-in-law and I will wait for you at the hotel. If you arrive early, you can wait for us. You can order whatever dishes you want to eat in advance. In their own hotel, they could eat whatever they wanted." Evan responded first, "Okay, I will go from the company at 5:30 in the evening. I should arrive at the hotel at about the same time as my elder brother. If his eldest brother or sister-in-law invites him to dinner, no matter what the reason is, he will go." After agreeing, Evan asked tentatively, "Brother, how could my sister-in-law think of inviting me to dinner? It's just out of character and without reason. I'm a little freaked out about this, fearing that I might have upset my sister-in-law without even realizing it. Brother, do you know the reason? Tell me. I am mentally prepared and know what I did wrong. I will apologize to my sister-in-law in person during dinner tonight." Zachary said in a deep voice, "Why, your sister-in-law and I invite you to dinner, do you have to offend us before we can invite you?" Evan said, "No, I just think, brother, I'm not afraid of your jokes. I've been feeling uneasy since the afternoon, as if something bad was going to happen. So, my sister-in-law suddenly invited me to dinner, and I was worried." Zachary pursed his lips and said, "To be honest, I don't know why your sister-in-law invited you to dinner. She just called me and asked that I contact you. If you are in Wiltspoon, we will go over and have dinner together in the evening. I've informed you, and you agreed. If I can't see you in the evening, don't call me brother." After saying that, Zachary hung up the phone. "Evan, the reason for my uneasiness is here, but I still don't understand what it is." He didn't even know why Serenity suddenly said she wanted to treat him to dinner. "It's okay, Serenity won't take the initiative to invite him to dinner. Will it be a brother's dinner?" Evan quickly sent Elian a message, asking if he was in Wiltspoon. After receiving Elian's reply, he inquired if his sister-in-law had invited Elian to dinner. Elian replied to him, "Brother, my sister-in-law didn't say she wanted to treat me to a meal." "Why treat you to a meal?" "My sister-in-law is too biased. She invited you to dinner, but not me. Evan, I don't want this kind of favoritism yet. He was very uneasy, and he didn't even know what kind of medicine Serenity sold in her gourd. Zachary said he didn't know any more. Something even Zachary didn't know. Evan became more and more uneasy. If he had known better, he would not have agreed. Now that he has agreed, he cannot turn it down, or Zachary will be angry.